Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapters 19 and 20. Now in these chapters we have the record of good King Jehoshaphat's further reforms in Judah and his great military victory over the Moabites and Ammonites because of his great trust in the Lord. Let's begin by reading chapter 19. Then Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned safely to his house in Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore the wrath of the Lord is upon you. Nevertheless, good things are found in you, in that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek God." So Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the mountains of Ephraim and brought them back to the Lord God of their fathers. Then he set judges in the land and said to the judges, "Take heed to what you are doing, for you do not judge for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Moreover, in Jerusalem, for the judgment of the Lord and for controversies, Jehoshaphat appointed some of the Levites and priests, and he commanded them, saying, 'Thus you shall act in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a loyal heart. Whatever case comes to you from your brethren who dwell in their cities, whether of bloodshed or offenses against law or commandment, against statutes or ordinances, you shall warn them, lest they trespass against the Lord and wrath come upon you and your brethren. Do this, and you will not be guilty. Behave courageously, and the Lord will be with the good.'" Let's begin our study of these chapters, 2 Chronicles 19 and 20, with some background notes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 18, we saw that good King Jehoshaphat made a terrible mistake by making an alliance with wicked King Ahab to go to war together against the Syrians. We saw that God graciously protected King Jehoshaphat and delivered him from the consequences of his foolish decision. And now we see in verse 1 of chapter 19 that Jehoshaphat has safely returned to Jerusalem. It is at this point that God sent Jehu the prophet out to meet King Jehoshaphat, and he rebuked King Jehoshaphat in the name of the Lord for making such a foolish and ungodly alliance with wicked King Ahab. The good news here in 2 Chronicles chapter 19 is that King Jehoshaphat took the prophet Jehu's rebuke to heart. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for these chapters. So doctrinal point number one, the godly believer listens to rebuke from the Lord. The godly believer listens to rebuke from the Lord. Back in chapter 16, we saw that when King Jehoshaphat's father, Asa, was rebuked by the prophet Hanani, Asa was enraged and had Hanani thrown into prison, and Asa remained bitter towards the Lord for the rest of his days. What an encouraging difference we see here in the reaction and response of King Jehoshaphat to the rebuke from the prophet Jehu. King Jehoshaphat does not get angry or bitter. Instead, he is motivated to actively follow the Lord and lead the nation of Judah in further reform. Notice in verse 4 that he does not just continue to send teaching teams out among the people, as we saw in chapter 17, but he himself goes out and travels throughout the nation. Through his personal example as king, he leads the people back to the Lord. In verse 5, we see that King Jehoshaphat set up a court system throughout the land to enforce the law of God. And in verses 6 and 7, Jehoshaphat instructs and warns the judges to make sure that they judge fairly and righteously and without taking bribes. In verses 8 through 11, we see that King Jehoshaphat established higher courts and their judges, including a supreme court in Jerusalem, with further instructions for righteous judgment. What a great response we see in Jehoshaphat to the rebuke he received from the Lord. Now let's ask ourselves, has the Lord had to rebuke us for some foolish decision? What has been our response? Anger? Bitterness? Throw in the towel? Or has it been like the response of King Jehoshaphat? More motivation and zeal to serve the Lord. The godly believer listens to rebuke from the Lord. Doctrinal point number two, the godly believer looks for guidance from the Lord. The godly believer looks for guidance from the Lord. Chapter 20. It happened after this that the people of Moab, with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in En-Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, and he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come out against Judah. And they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. The occasion of this chapter is that the Moabites and Ammonites, and probably some of the Edomites, all from the east side of the Dead Sea, came against King Jehoshaphat and the kingdom of Judah. They marched around the south end of the Dead Sea, and we see that they were already at En-Gedi, on the west side of the Dead Sea, part of the kingdom of Judah. We see in verse 3 that Jehoshaphat was afraid, as we would be, but he did the right thing. He looked to the Lord, verses 3 and 4. And then in verses 5 through 12, we see one of the great prayers of faith in the Bible. King Jehoshaphat himself does the praying in the midst of the people. He prays on the basis of the promises of God's word, and on the basis of God's power, and on the basis of God's glory. And then he prayed for guidance in verse 12. "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Did you ever pray that prayer? If you do, and your eyes are truly on the Lord will answer you, just as much as he answered King Jehoshaphat. Notice, by the way, that the whole family is at the prayer meeting. Verse 13, even the small children. Children should be encouraged to attend the church prayer meetings. The Lord's answer to their prayers is more than they could ask for. First of all, they were told, do not fear, verse 15, and also verse 17. And then they were told that the battle was not theirs, but the Lord's, verse 16. They would not have to fight, but just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, verse 17. Imagine going into battle without weapons. But that's exactly what took place as the people followed God's guidance. They thanked the Lord, and then they went out singing and praising God for the victory, even before it took place. Now, we don't know whether God used angels or other inhabitants of the land to ambush the enemy, but before it was all over, the coalition of enemy forces destroyed themselves. And then God's people returned to Jerusalem with great spoil, verse 25, and with great joy, verse 27, and with great protection, verse 29. On their way back to Jerusalem, they stopped at the Valley of Baraka for a day of prayer and praise to the Lord for his guidance and victory. Question: can the Lord give specific guidance to believers today? Answer: of course he can, if believers will look to him. The godly believer looks for guidance from the Lord. What about practical application from 2 Chronicles 19 and 20? Learn to say no. Learn to say no. Verses 31 through 37 of chapter 20. So Jehoshaphat was king over Judah. He was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of his father Asa, and did not turn aside from it, doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. After this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, allied himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who acted very wickedly. And he allied himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion-Geber. But Eliezer, the son of Dodava of Merishah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have allied yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works. Then the ships were wrecked, so that they were not able to go to Tarshish. About the high places not being removed in verse 33 probably means that after they were removed in King Jehoshaphat's earlier reforms in chapter 17 and 19, they were rebuilt again. And these rebuilt high places were not removed. Now, we are somewhat surprised to read in this last section of the chapter that King Jehoshaphat made another wrong alliance, this time with Ahab's son, Ahaziah, who was also a wicked king like his father. It was a commercial venture, but again, an unequal yoke. Once again, God rescued King Jehoshaphat from this alliance by having the ships break up. How could good King Jehoshaphat make this same mistake again? Answer: it seems that King Jehoshaphat's basic problem was that he couldn't say no. He was easily manipulated. Now, what about us? Have we learned to say no? No to people who want to manipulate us into wrongdoing? No to secret agendas? No to temptation? Learn to say no. It's not always easy, but the Lord will help you. Learn to say no.